You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Now, the holiday season means that it is time for one of the most steadfast musical traditions in the English-speaking world, performances of Handel's Messiah. Now, the TSO always puts on a great Messiah, usually led by a guest conductor. But this year, they will be led by none other than the head honcho himself, TSO music director Gustavo Gimeno, and he is here to tell us all about it. Gustavo Gimeno, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO. Great to see you so often.
Thank you.
Now, Messiah is always exciting, but especially exciting this year because you'll be conducting. And is my information correct that this will be your first time leading Handel's famous oratorio?
Yes, especially because I have done very few movements in the past, but really in a sort of, you know, different context, and definitely not many of the movements which we are doing now, and definitely not so much music. So yes, this is in a way technically my first, even though we don't play every single note of the Messiah, but it's still a big representative part of the work. Yes, it's technically my first Messiah.
Now, is my understanding correct that over in Europe, Messiah isn't such an annual tradition like it is here or in England? It's more maybe St. Matthew Passion as an annual thing, so you don't have so many opportunities to perform the whole work.
No, and that's true. I mean, musically, I grew up in Amsterdam, and I got to realize that, of course, there is a Mahler or Bruckner tradition, but one of the traditions, annual tradition, is Passion. St. Matthew or St. John's Passion, or even in the last years, a modern Passion. But that's the theme. Indeed, I'm not aware of it in Europe, and definitely not in Amsterdam. And it's something I didn't know when I started my job here, but I soon got to understand, okay, there is a Messiah is the thing here in Toronto, and not only the TSO, but many other different orchestras. I'm very curious to experience this. Then I also discover, like you just mentioned, it is usually led by a guest conductor. I wouldn't feel all right if I would continue my tenure without embracing this tradition, without being part of it, for many reasons. I think for me, I'm going to learn a lot, and I want to be part of it. I think I can also bring my own vision of the music we will perform, of the Messiah. Actually, when you study the Messiah and when you have to perform it, you realize that there are so many decisions to take, which is spectacular. I mean, you play a Mahler symphony, everything is there, it's notated. Of course, still you have to bring it into life sound-wise in the moment. But Messiah requires extraordinary preparation. You know very well what I'm talking about.
It's yes,
harpsichord, there, organ, how many players, which movements, which singers.
Which versions.
And articulations. There is a whole world behind those notes. And even listening to historically informed ensembles, you realize that the visions of the work can vary enormously. A tempo, a mood, a direction, a character, it's extraordinary. That requires very much preparation in advance. And that's the great and the dangerous thing about it when there is a piece which is a tradition, because you realize that everyone knows it very well. But in a way, it's from year to year, you wonder how much margin there is to change things also, because the rehearsal time is limited. So I think the preparation of the parts, the articulation, the work with librarian, it's essential. And also with the singer separated, also with the choir master. So indeed, I'm meeting the choir director, also with the principals of the orchestra. So simply very much preparation in advance until the moment we get on stage in the week itself when the Messiah takes place. So very exciting, but I think as a music director is in a way a responsibility, but also a responsibility I want to embrace, and I want to be part of this tradition. And hopefully this is the first, but not the last time.
As you prepare, I'm actually curious if there are any performances or approaches in particular that you find instructive.
Well, a big hero for me is John Elliott Gardiner, especially when it comes to also Schumann symphonies, which I particularly love. But I've been listening, for example, with much curiosity to Arnon Kurt, or John Elliott Gardiner, of course, or Trevor Pinnock. this is the kind of, generally speaking, visions or way of approaching this repertoire which interests me the most. Nevertheless, in the end, like I said before, behind the notes, there is the infinite. Really, it's incredible to realize how many possibilities there are behind the notes. And I feel it, especially with such a score like The Messiah, the limitations of notation is clear, and you need really to bring it into life. And we are talking about compositions. It's a very different approach and moment than a conductor, composer like Mahler, who revises and who tries to be very precise in every... No, it was the language of the time. You didn't need to discuss or to write so much. That was the basic material, and things would take shape in the practice. And it was their common language, and would be also very flexible. And you would find that in the score, maybe there is no notation for oboes, but there are parts found of the time with winds. And then depends on the context where you perform it, there are more or less players. And how do you do the continuo? And con ripieno, senza ripieno, how many players involved here and there. But then you are playing in the 21st century in a hall which is huge, like the Roy Thomson Hall, and there are also the traditions. And when someone comes to listen to the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, they more or less also won't know what to expect. So there are many parameters to analyze and to take into consideration. This said, in the end, it's about music making with passion and with ideas and with determination, and which makes a vibrant performance. But what's also very interesting is that from year to year you have the same orchestra and the same choir, the Mendelssohn choir, but you also have different conductors and different soloists for most of the times. So in the end, there isn't a Messiah in the Roy Thomson Hall played by the TSO, which is comparable to the previous or to the next. So in the end, there is always this margin of something new going to happen. So in this case, it's okay, yes, I'm also new in the equation now, but I'm also very curious to work with the singers, which are different than the ones who did the previous year or next year. So very much looking forward to this. I'm totally aware now of what that means in Toronto and this tradition. And I also want to be part of it, and I'm very much looking forward.
Well, I think it's fantastic that you are continuing this long and constantly evolving legacy of this wonderful tradition in Toronto, and it's a fabulous initiation for you here in North America.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.